mentality, and we're here to let them know right now, it has to go, 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 go. Those tanks, the tear gas, the rubber bullets, they gotta go. And if we gotta march down the street to let you know that they must go, then that is what we will do.
Your son Michael had just graduated from high school, was set to start college. Tell us about him and what kind of a young man he was.
He was my firstborn. Sweet, loving, dedicated. He worked hard to get through high school. We were so proud of him. And for him to start a new journey going to college, we was even more proud of him. And he was just spending the summer at his grandmother's house. Never did we think we'd be planning a funeral. We was waiting on his first day of school. And they robbed us of that. They took one of my best friends.
You were close.
That's my son. First child I ever had.
It's hard to convey parents' agony, especially a mother's agony for losing a child. And I thought you, what you said was so profound about getting him to stay in school, getting him to go to college, graduate high school and go to college, which is has been a challenge. It's difficult for many African American boys. Why'd you feel the need to say that?
Because it was the truth. It was the truth. And I needed them to know that people may do things and it becomes repetitive in a certain race, but we don't live like that, not our family. We feel like we can do anything and go anywhere. We're just not subject to living in the city. And like I said, just because my son is a 6'4 black male walking down a city street does not mean he fit the profile for anything other than just walking down that street. That's all he was doing.
You said that he was your best friend. My mother is my best friend. And what she would say is that you shouldn't go before I should go. Your son should not die before you die. I sadly have to say that.
Yeah. I'm gonna be okay, you know? I'm gonna be okay. But right now, I'm not okay.
Michael, you heard Leslie say it was her best friend. And you, how are you dealing with this?
It's hard. He was my best friend too. It's hard. Not seeing him. Not talking to him on the phone. Him cracking jokes. Him just playing around being him, you know?